We're going to learn Daf Dalet in Masechtas Ksubas. We're going to start from the Masechtas Ksubas. We're going to start from the fifth line on the from the top of Daf Dalet. What the Gemara over here was saying is that if there's an oinus that would allow the Chasan and Kala to get married on a Monday as opposed to Tuesday or Wednesday. The question is, what was the oinus? The first oinus that the Gemara came up with was that the fact that the army was coming and was going to take all their food, so they had to push up the chasana. The second oinus talked about, and that's what we're going to focus on today, is if either the father of the chasin or the mother of the kala were nifter, and therefore they have to push up the chasana before the burial, because otherwise once they do the burial, the avela sets in and then they're not going to be able to do the chasana. Okay, so we saw the brisa that brought this halacha. We're going to see a similar brisa again later in the Gemara today. So we're going to start from the ein moinin tashitin min akala kol shloshim yom. Sorry, that's the end of the brisa. So the brisa says that we won't hold back on allowing the kala to wear jewelry the whole 30 days, because as Rashi points out, we have to make sure that she looks good for her new husband. Okay, then the Gemara starts, and this is where we'll start from today. V'dafka aviv shel chosin, ha'ima shel kala. This is only true. It's not just any parent that dies. It has to be specifically the father of the chosin or the mother of the kala. The leka inish tatarach lehu, because there's no one else who's going to be able to take care of the things that need to be taken care of, right? The father of a kala is not going to be able to do what the mother of the kala is able to do, and vice versa as well. The mother of the chosin doesn't really help as much as the father of the chosin when it comes to getting ready for a chasana. Abalib chaloi, as the Gemara says, but if it's the opposite, as we just said, the mother of the chosin or the father of the kala, that's not going to work. Fine. So all of this, that's really the end of the brisa. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav from Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chisda, Lo Shanu Ela Shenosan Mayim Al Gavei Basar. This whole halacha that they have to do the chasana quickly is because otherwise you're going to lose the whole food, the whole preparation of the chasana, is only talking about where they already put the water on the meat. In other words, they've gotten the meat to a point where if they don't use it right away, it's going to spoil. They didn't have refrigeration or whatever.
Oh, no return. Point of no return.
Right, they're a point of no return, exactly. So therefore, they have to do the chasana right away. Avo, the Brisa is very clear. The Rafram Bar Papa says, Avo loynos and mayim al gabei basar. If they did not put water on the meat to make it to the point of no return, Mistabin, you just go ahead and you sell it, because if you sell it, then you're not going to lose anything. You'll take that money and you'll buy the chasana later. It's not such a big deal. Fine. So that's the new halacha, new twist to this Brisa. So Amar Rava ubekrach. If you're in a large city, it's not a problem. Even if you have the meat that's already prepared and you have to unload it, get rid of it right away, it's not a problem. You're a big enough city, there'll be people that are available to buy it. Right, in a very big city. Amar Rav Papa, and Rav Papa also adds on, ubikfar, and if you're in a tiny city, you have the opposite problem, that if you're in a small city, there's no one around, even if the meat can last a little bit longer, but it's not going to last long enough to take care of everybody to sell it everything else. It's not going to be a big enough city. Exactly. So, therefore, that's not a factor. So the Gemara says, so where do you find that case where it fits exactly into that category, where there's enough people to buy it over, if you give them enough time, to buy it sort of quickly, but not immediately. But it's not, but it will be sold over time before the meat spoils. So how big is that city? So I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, "Kagoin Masur Mechasya." It'll be like the city of Masur Mechasya, the Mafka Mikrach, that is not as large as what's defined as a large city. Mafka Mikfar also is not really in the category of a small city. It's kind of this in between city. So it's an in between city that there are people who will buy, but not quick enough. And therefore, if you have meat that is not at the point of no return, so you'll be able to sell it over time, you'll take care of it. But if you have the meat where it has to be sold immediately, you're not in a large enough city that will be able to take care of selling it right away. So the Gemara now says that it really makes a difference on whether you're at that point where you have to be able to sell the food from the chasana right away, and to which point the Gemara says, Tani kavasu de Rav Chista, we do have a brisa that actually backs this status. Like Rav Chista says that it depends if you put water on the meat and you need to be able to sell it right away. Because it says like this, Hare Shahaya Pitoyof. This is the brisa which is very similar to the brisa we quoted before. It's just going to add this one point. Hare Shahaya Pitoyof, where somebody already had their meat, their bread is baked. V'tavche Tavuach. And their meat is butchered. The Yainei Mozug and their wine is watered down. V'nosin Mayim Agabe Basu. This is the point that proves Rav Chista's point. And they also put the water on the meat, which means it has to be dealt with immediately. And then Umesav Shal Chasan and the father of the Chasan, Ima Shal Kala, the mother of the Kala, die. So then the halacha is Machnisan Esames Lecheder. We put the mace in a side room. We don't bury them yet. That's the Chasan. That's the Kala Lechupa, and we bring the Chasan and Kala to the Chupa so that they can start the Chasana and the Sheva Brachas first, so that it will be a yontif for them. Uboyo Bilas Mitzvah. And they live together the first time, upayrish, and then they separate, v'noyeg shivas yimei ha-mishta, and then once the chasana takes a hold, so then they're in the status of the sheva brachas for the next 7 days, it is a moyed for them. V'achagach noyeg shivas yimei ha-avelis, and then after the sheva brachas is done, then that chasana or kala will have to go through ha-avelis. V'chol oysen ha-yomim, and during those days of ha-avelis, meaning including the 14 days, hu yoshin ben ha-anoshim, he'll sleep among men, the ishi yishena ben anoshim, and she'll sleep among the women, meaning so that they're separated, there's no chance that they're going to be together privately. Then the brisa finishes off and says, v'chein mi shepirsa ishta nida, also if you have an ishta nida, meaning that before the chuppah she became a nida, so that they have not lived together at all. So also the halacha is, hu yashin ben anoshim, again, he'll have to stay with the men, v'hi yishena ben anoshim, and she'll sleep with the women, so that there's no chance for them to be together. And then the brisa finishes off. And they don't hold back the jewelry from the kala. She has to look good for her husband, even though typically and normally a woman who's an avelis, or even when the husband's an avelis, they're not supposed to get all dressed up and everything. But in this situation, we will allow it. Then the brisa says, "Benkach u'benkach lo yivo loy be'erev Shabbos v'loy me'matzah Shabbos." Is a whole separate point, but it's the end of the brisa. Either way, you should not have that. The first time that they live together should be, well, the question over here is actually the machlekes rishonim. The way Rashi learns is that we're talking about literally the bia, that the bia should not happen for the first time either on a Friday night or on a matzah Shabbos. Okay, that's the end of the brisa. The Gemara now continues. Now we're going to go through this last point in the brisa. So Amar Mar, as we said before, Hu Yashin Ben Anashim, that during this, during this week of Sheva Brachas and the Avelus, he's going to have to sleep with the men, V'hi Yashin Ben Anashim, and she'll sleep with the women. Mesai Leila Rabbi Yochanan, and this would prove Rabbi Yochanan's point. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Afa Pisha Amru Ein Avelus B'moyed, even though we don't really do things outwardly that appear to be Avelus on a Yontif, and by the way, the Chasan and Kala during the Sheva Brachas is considered a Moyed, Al Dvarim Shal Tzina, but even on a Moyed, those things that are private, that no one else knows what they're doing, Noyeg, then you do behave in a Avelistic way. So therefore, the Chasan and Kala should not be together, because this is private for them, and therefore, they do not live together, because that's betzinah, that's not beferhesia. Even during a moyed, they have to act and behave as if they're an avo. What?
Why?
So Dorish Rabbi Yosef Berei de Rava, the son of Rava, that Rabbi Yosef said, Mishmei de Rava, in the name of Rava, Loi Shanu Ela Shaloi Baal. This whole halacha that they have to say separate and we don't trust them to be together is talking about where they have not been together at all yet. Aval Baal, but if they did live together at least once, Ishta Yishena Yimai, Ishta Yishena Yimai, then she could sleep with him, because at that point, this is like anybody else. What, every time somebody's in Avelis, all of a sudden they have to move into a different house? Obviously, that's not the case. So we understand the first time the Eitzahara is very strong. But after that, it's just like anybody else. So the Gemara says, that's a very nice svar. However, if you read the Brais of Ahachot of Babal Askinon, here we're talking about that there was a bia, because the whole point was that we put the Chasan and Kala in a room separately. So we see they were already boil. Ukatani hu yoshin ben anoshim, v'hi yishen ben anoshim. And even so, it still says they need to be separate. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not true. Ki kamar apirsa ishta nida. If you look at the Braisa then goes, says, and the same halacha applies to an nida, and it says, really, that point is talking about where she is a nida, that's where, in other words, they really didn't live together, and that's why they have to be separate. The Gemara says, v'ha v'chein katani. If you look at the flow of the Braisa, it's very clear, it says, first the case of the oval, and then also, and when we're saying also, that means, and as well, similarly, when she is an Ida. So it sounds like they are two separate halachas, and it applies to Avelis, also not just an Nida, and therefore it should apply even if they did have one chance together. So now on the top of Dalet Amud Beis, Hachi Kamar, the Gemara says like this, V'chein, when we say the also, it's not just going on everything about the Avelis, it's very specific. It's V'chein, and also Misha Pirsa Ishta Nida, also the same would be true if the wife became Anita, and therefore they didn't veloy ball, and they didn't have a chance to be together. Then they have to stay separate. In other words, if the situation by the oval is the same as the ishtay nida, then v'chein. Then the halacha is the same. Meaning, first is the halacha of the chasan and kala. The chasan and kala is if they live together, then they can continue to live together. However, if they didn't live together the same way it would have been had she been a nida, that's the v'chein. And if it's so too, that's the same way, then the halacha is the same. So really you have to break out the b'risa to two separate sentences. The first half of the b'risa is if they live together, they can continue to stay together. If they did not live together, and the same thing would be by Anita. So in other words, they are the same now that in both situations they did not live together, then they have to stay separate. You have to add in a bunch of words here that are not clear in the Braisa, but that's the situation. The Gemara now says, "Lememer da avelis kila le menida." So now you're telling me that people don't take avelis as seriously as the halacha of nida, because the way we're phrasing it is that it's the same as nida. Nida becomes nida. We would trust them, but the avelis we don't. It sounded like we had a havamina anyway. We wouldn't even trust them, even if they were together. We wouldn't trust them. Now, why wouldn't you trust them? Because obviously they don't take it seriously. If people take it seriously, then we could trust them because they're not going to violate something that they take very seriously. So by the fact that by the Avelis there was a Havamina that we don't trust them even when they should be trusted shows that people don't take Avelis seriously. Now, I'll prove to you that by Avelis it's not as... It is more serious. Amar Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Nuna, it says like this. In general, kol malacha she'isha oisa labalo, nida oisa labalo. In general, there are certain halachas that we're going to learn in the fifth parak of Masechtas Ketubos about what a wife should do for a husband, what a husband should do for a wife, and so on and so forth. So there are certain things that a wife does that are considered intimate. And therefore, so she's allowed to do general things she's allowed to do for her husband. Chutz mi mezigas hakoyis. She's not allowed to, the way Rashi learns, is handing him a cup of wine. Vaitzas hamito, and making the bed for him. Again, we'll have to define exactly what that means. What part are we talking about? Making the bed, undoing the bed, whatever. Varchotzas panav yodav araglav, and washing his face, hands, and feet. Okay, these things she cannot do when she's a nida because they're too intimate. Now, so we see that by nida we don't trust if there's too much. Too close is not good. V'ilu gabe avelis, but by avelis, Tanya, we actually learned, afal pi shomer ein adam rishai, l'kleifas ishto liyoiz, k'chels for liyoiz, paikeses, even though a person, when he's, we'll see who, whether he's avel or she's an avel, during avelis, a person cannot force his wife to put on makeup, k'chels is on the eyes, and paikeses is on the face, on the cheek, even though we can't force them to put on makeup, but they do say, mezigas le'akos, we're okay with her handing him a cup of wine, and mitzahas le'amita, and she could make the bed, and they could wash their hands and face, which are very intimate type of behaviors. So we see that we do trust them. This is talking about an avelis. And we see we do trust them. So we see by avelis, it's actually people take it serious enough that they could do intimate things, and we're not worried that one thing is going to lead to the next. So we see avelis obviously serious. So the Gemara answer is like kasha. So actually it depends on whose avelis. Kan ba avelis di day, kan ba avelis di do. It depends on whether we're talking about her avelis or his avelis. If we're talking about, so you have to know which one's which. So if we're talking about his avelis, then we're afraid that things might get a little bit too far, and Anachanami, there, that's why we have to be extra machmer. By her avelis, Anachanami, she's not going to let anything happen, so therefore we could even allow these things, that even allow intimate acts, and we're still not worried that it's going to go too far. So the Gemara, so we're making a distinction between him and her. But the problem once again is, we talked about this Bryce, so we said it's both either the father or the mother. So, of the chosin or the kala. So we see we're talking about both. We're not making a distinction between the man and the, between the chosin and the kala. So the Gemara answers, ki katani yashara, and achanami. Though that comparison, or clumping them together as one halacha, is only talking about the rest of the halacha, is not talking about this halacha of whether she can be intimate. So now the Gemara says, one second, is that you're making a distinction between him and her, between the husband and the wife. Umishani ben avelis didei la avelis dido. Is there really any difference? I'll prove to you that, generally speaking, the halachas are really the same. V'atanya, we learned in a brayso, mishameis chamav oy chamoisoy. If somebody, his father-in-law or his mother-in-law died, meaning her parents died, any yachal so he can't force his wife liyos kecheles to put on makeup, liyos pekesas, or to put on her face. Ella, so you can't, in other words, she has to look like an oval. Avokoifa mitasoi, he himself, meaning even though her parents died, she has to turn over the bed again, whatever that means in halacha. Venoyeg ima avelis, and he behaves with her like regular avelis. Okay, so far we talked about her avelis. Vechein he, shemesa chameha. If her father-in-law or her mother-in-law died, meaning his parents died, now it's the other way around. Ein Rasha, so she also is not allowed. Lihi ois kecheles lihi ois pekesas. She can't put on makeup. Elokoifa mitasa. She also turns over her bed. V'nayeges imay avelis. And she behaves like as if she's an avelis as well. So we see there is no difference between she has to behave with him and he has to behave with her. So we see there, you're trying to make a distinction between his avelis and her avelis. So the Gemara answers like this. Tani ba'avelos didei. So we have to say as follows, that when it's his avelos, then hu yoshin ben anoshim, v'ishto yisheni ben anoshim, then anachanami, they do have to be separate. Meaning that only applies when it's his avelos. So therefore, you're right. So there are certain things that are the same, but when it comes to intimacy like this, so anachanami, there is a difference between his avelos and her avelos. We don't trust him, even if we do trust her. Once again, the Gemara says, "Havachen katani." It says it's the same. We're comparing everything. We're not making a difference between them. And as Rashi adds in, and if there really was a difference, when we said the vechei, we should have said that the same, except in this halacha, we should have pointed that out that there's a difference. So the Gemara answers, "You're right. That is the point. Ki katani akicho va'apirchos. The vechei that it says that they are the same is only going on that specific halacha when it comes to makeup. That the makeup, it doesn't matter whether she's the avelo or he's the avol." Either way, she's not supposed to put on makeup. The Gemara says, "Imoi katani, my love, imoi b'mito." So one second. So it says very clearly. One of the things that we say is that she is imoi. That is, she is with him. Now imoi sounds like that they're together all the way, even imoi b'mito, even in the bed. So therefore, it sounds like, and that's, by the way, this is going on the b'chein. This is going on whether it's his avelis or her avelis. It's all the same. So the Gemara answers, "Lo imay bebayis." And when it comes to the actual bed, so then once again we might make a difference between his avelos and her avelos. That's true. But what we're talking about is generally how they behave around the house. Behaving around the house, there they're going to be identical. Ukutamale Rav Lechia Bere, as Rav told his own son, ba'apa, when in front of her, meaning when she is an avel, noyeg avelusa, you should be noyeg her avelus. So this is talking about in general around our house. Deloy ba'apa, but when she's not there, when you're out of the house and doing your own thing, loytinag avelusa, then you don't have to behave. And that, I believe, is somewhat close to the halacha, that when they're together in the house, they both behave the same way, and when they're outside separate, when they're, you know, doing their own thing, then they don't have to behave the same way. Okay. Fine. So now, that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying is really, so really at this point we are making a distinction, a difference between the avelis of him and that really, well, for the most part they're the same. When it comes to this specific point of staying together, in intimacy, there we make a difference between his avelis and her avelis. We don't trust him as much as we would trust her. But Rav Ashi Omar, Mi kamadamas avelusa de hachala avelusa de alma is like this whole thing, and this is why maybe la halacha, this price is not as relevant as we just said, because this is a very unique situation. This is, in general, when there's an avelus, and let's say they've been married, 20, 30 years, whatever it is. So then, the husband and wife, they each know their place, and they can handle the avelus. It's not going to be a problem. Over here, we're dealing with a unique situation with the chosin and kala, where everything is, all pumped up and everything. It's a whole different situation. Avelus da'alma chomer. The loy osi lezuzul bay. In a regular avelus, you're right. Like we originally asked the question, avelus is so who takes it lightly? It's a serious thing. You're right. Under normal circumstances, avelus is taken seriously, and we wouldn't be mezalzel. We wouldn't put it down. Avelus adahacha over here, it's different. Kiven da akilu rabbanon. Since the rabbanon already had special kulos that apply only over here, osi lezuzul bay. Over here, people aren't going to take the avelus seriously at all, and therefore that's why over here. Specifically in this situation, the chosin and kala, we have to have extra chumras and we make them separate and so on and so forth. Okay, now, my kula, what was the kula that we gave over here that would lead people to believe that we don't have to take it seriously? If the kula is that we allow them to be together at least on that first night, that's the kula. He says, no. Over there, it's because the avelus actually, in fact, had not been chal. Because the avelus, remember the case was that we waited to do the burial until after the chuppah, after they were together. So that's why it's not a kula in the avelus. There was no avelus. So, Ila Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, and how do we know the avelus hasn't started? Ila Rabbi Elazar Achi Yasam Pesach Abayis, because the avelus doesn't start until they take the mace out of the house. Ila Rabbi Yeshua Achi Yasam Agolul, the avelus doesn't start until they cover the grave. This is just talking about when the avelus would start. But either way, the avelus didn't start yet. So therefore, that's not a kul in avelus. It's making sure that avelus didn't start yet, but it's not a kul in avelus. So, Elo diktani noyek shivas yimei amishta v'yachakak noyek shivas yimei avelus. The kula is that we push off the entire avelus, even though we do the burial. And now, technically, there should be avelus starting now, right after the burial. The fact that we push it off for a whole week, so that already lightens it up in terms of the severity of it. And we say, oh, okay, you're pushing it off for a week, okay, so maybe it's not as intense or severe as it normally would be. And that's why over here, again, in this unique situation, we have extra chumras, but under normal circumstances, we don't have to have these extra chumras that they are separate. Okay, so just to finish the bottom of the Yomid, Omar Mar, what we also said in the end of the Braisa was, Benkach u Benkach, lo yivu loy be'er Shabbos, loy be'er Shabbos. So we're going to start this. This is really a discussion for next time, but we're just going to finish off these couple lines. One of the things we said is that the first time the Chosin and Kala are together cannot happen on either a Friday night or a Matzah Shabbos. So the Gemara says, and we'll just read the first line, we'll finish this bottom line and then the top line on Hei Ramav. So Bishloim be'er Shabbos, I understand why the first time can't be on Erev. When we say Erev Shabbos, we mean Friday night, as Rashi points out. Because Mishum Chabura, because there's a halacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a Chabura. And the first time a Chosin and Kala are together, so there is a Chabura over there, and that would be Usur on Shabbos. Ela b'motzeh Shabbos amai loy. But why? What's the prohibition? What would be the reason why you can't live together the first time, be together on a Matzah Shabbos? Amar Rav Zeira. So now the Gemara answers, and we're just going to stop with this line. Mishum Cheshbonus. Because of the Cheshbonus on the top of Hayim Adalaf, Rashi says that if you allow them to go and be together for the first time on Matzah Shabbos, so there is he's going to have to Cheshbon. Apparently, there was a minig, and again, this is important Rashi. Other Rishonim don't learn this way, the Meiri is Chaylik, and so on. But Rashi learns that they used to make a Su'uda just for the first Bia. In other words, besides the Chasana. Besides the chasana, there was an additional su'uda after the first time the chasana and kala lived together. So therefore, if the first time were to occur on a Matzah Shabbos, he would then have a su'uda that he would be thinking about to prepare for that first time on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to think dabar dover, you're not allowed to think about divrei chol on Shabbos. So therefore, we don't want him thinking about it on Shabbos. So mamela, we push off that first time to after Shabbos, to Sunday, so that he's not doing something on Shabbos that might be usher. That's the way Rashi learns that there's an additional su'uda besides the su'uda of the chasana. This is the teres that the Gemara is giving right now. That's why Matzah Shabbos, that's why we can't have the first time on Shabbos. Okay? So we'll stop over here.